then we want to make a proposal on the program. We were requested to do a committee program for the year, which between Cindy, Paul, and myself, we drafted and would like the committee to consider. I don't think it's hard and fast if there are one or two changes that need to be made. Those can be made. I don't think it's hard and fast, although we submitted it already to the chair of state for the hardship, I think, but I'm sure if there are a reason for us to make certain changes, we will be still able to do that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, are we happy with that? Well, we're hoping to have a very short meeting, not too long a meeting.
Should we then change this and start with the work you have already submitted, because in principle, let's deal with that we have already submitted to the higher office.
Okay, we can deal with that.
Because that will won't take us long. If there are any changes, there will be changes internally. Maybe if we start there and then go back.
There's a proposal that we start with the program that has been submitted and members to comment on it. And for us then to formally adopt it. I'm assuming members have what the draft report here. Our report really should start from page 2, I think. From page 2. Page 1. 13th of April. Are we still around? On the 13th of April.
13th
of April. Yesterday after the vote. Okay. Alright. When we start from day 1. If you look at the day after our budget vote, the Institute for Security Studies has been requesting for a long time to interact with us on the budget model. The budgetary model, I don't think it's a problem. We were afforded an opportunity to talk to us. If members are happy with that, we can come back to it. Our own strat plan workshop, I think, is necessary. Although it might have, we should have had that before the program was submitted, but you stopped them around. Sorry. We are proposing a threat plan when we get that, just in terms of planning how we're going to do our work. Briefing by the Institute of Security Studies. And then on the 25th, for the department to come and talk to us around the plans for the new prison and also the refurbishment. Members will recall that we went to Leopold and to Rustenburg and those places late last year, and we asked them to look at Leopold. So we're asking DC's Department of Public Works and DCS to come and talk to us about that. An important meeting is on the 1st of June. Our quarterly review, but also on that day, we've requested the minister to come and talk to us on the state of GD. So it is really an important meeting, where many of the issues that we wanted to raise with the minister, we can raise, whether it's Osasa, or everything. We just ask her to come to appear before us. We will have our set of questions. She will also have her input. But I think it's really an open day for
okay.
us to interrogate her on the 1st of, and the entire department on the 1st of June. There is an in-principle agreement from her and that's on the ground. The week thereafter, the task team that she has implemented, that she has established, we need a briefing on that. proposing that the following week we have an engagement with Department of Social Development and Correctional Services around children in conflict of the law, child justice, action, and child justice. The following week, an update on the Charlie Commission recommendations and findings, implementation thereof. At the end of the month, we will then do in-house work and prepare for oversight visit. In terms of oversight, Governor Water, we had proposed visiting last term. We were unable to do that. Through such training college, Governor Water was also a training college. Norma in KZN Babandobu, we received countless letters from inmates, also from labor, about lack of management. So it's the best thing we go to Norma. There seems to be problems. It says Albums is one that has long been outstanding. And I don't think the committee has been there, so we're suggesting we go to St. Albans. In Tata, there were escapes, but we also received a letter from an MP asking us to go and visit in Tata because they were very concerned about Tata. In fact, they asked us to go there yesterday. We responded to them saying we can't do it, but we'll factor it in. So I think that's on Tata.
Yes. Yes, sir. Chair, I think that these things are fine. It's an awful amount of travelling involved here. And I just think that we should assess that, because you don't want to spend 5 hours in a mini taxi and then get there for an hour's worth of briefing and then have to leave again. You know, particularly if you consider, I mean, Zondervater, for example, consists of the training centre, a maximum and a medium. Including, because I'm sure Mr. Ardram would like to see it, a workshop and an agricultural production facility. I'm saying it is, but say if you take St. Albans, I think it's got 5 facilities on that piece of ground, including a farm and a production workshop.
Okay.
And then what time would we leave St. Albans in order to get to Mtata the next day?
Right.
So I'm just think that we must think of the logistics of this thing.
We have asked them to do that, but I think this is an appropriate time. If we think we must spend the day and overnight and spend another day somewhere else from a logistics point of view, maybe we must suggest that so that we can do it. And that's why I'm asking the prioritization. I agree with you, Mr. Self, if I raise it with Cindy, that I think this is more traveling as opposed to real world. So if we, our proposal has of the two, which one is the better one? Even if it means we must then do a thorough job and overnight and then go to phase it in the next after 2 days. I think we should take one out of it, but members must make the assessment of people, especially like Mam Gwenya and Mr. Self that have been here for a while. Kronstadt wonder what really for us.
Well, I suggest Kronstadt only because it also has a female facility there, which Zondervater doesn't.
Okay.
And that's just the.
Are we alright with that? So we replace Zondervater, and on the 24th we go to Kronstadt. 26th will then be a day of travel or whatever. Okay. Mother? I think we have to. I personally, I have never been there, but I think we need to go. This has been a serious problem.
Yeah.
All right, so Norma says that's the Wednesday. Norma's in KZN. Mm-hmm. Then maybe Thursday must be blank, and Friday we must go to either Tata or St. Albans. Let's decide which one we want to do. St. Albans is such, it was been on our agenda for a long time, and Tata is one that came up recently, but I think if we do just the one as opposed to the two, it's fine for now. But do we have any preferences between the two? The album and Tata?
I would
I've
say.
I've never been to either of them,
no.
So I don't know. I just know that.
Well,
albums that got lots of people with cell phones that lots of
those
types of things.
That's my concern.
Your
album? St. Albans is long on our agenda, and we've got massive problems in St. Albans. So Umtata was will follow if we've got time to go to Umtata. But St. Albans was a concern for a long time. And I think now, Chairperson, as we speak, we've got escapes now in St. Albans. There are some escapes. So we will have to go to St. Albans because a lot of corruption is happening there, Chairperson. We have to go and attend to St. Albans. We were just laughing. We are going to St. Albans. We are going, but we are not going there.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a proposal.
Yeah. Chair, can I make a proposal?
Put your mic on.
It would seem to be that we have too many prisons and not enough time. That's the essential problem that we face. Is it not possible to split this committee up into two delegations, and then we can do a proper job and cover the ground, and then we can come back and we can compare notes and we can think the thing through?
There's another proposal that we do all of them, but we go as two delegations. That would be suggested. Mr. South, that's
yeah.
Suggested. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I think it's a good suggestion, but our purpose of going there is to make sure that all members understand what is happening to each and every center. Moreover, myself and comrade and Mr. Self, who are the one who have gone to these centers. But when we started to suggest all these centers, it was the view of all the committee to understand each and every center. So it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a challenge for other members to talk about something that they don't know and just get a report as usual. I've got a view that all members must go, Chair, to each and every center that you want to go.
Another view,
Chairperson, I don't really disagree with the two speakers, but for us, we want to familiarize ourselves with what is happening in all our centers. Not opposing myself, I'm wondering, can't we shift some of the dates? Because this is in 1 week, and Chairperson, you know how exhausted this can be. We will be exhausted and furious, and even if there is no problems in the center, we will be so tired and furious. We will be seeking just for problems there because we are tired. So we want to do a thorough job. Can't we just shift some of our dates? Because it won't be a train smash if we change the dates, Jefferson. It can't be a train smash. Let's play around with our dates. If Jefferson and Cindy can look, we are giving you the mandate to look at the dates so that all of us can go. We want our Mr. Self in our Honorable Mr. Self in our delegation. And Mamu Winnie, we want Mamu Winnie in our delegation because they've got the experience. So we want to tap from them. Thanks, Chair.
Okay.
Just before you do that, so that we can think, Cindy just indicated to me that the week of the 2nd to the 4th of August is also oversight and committee week. So I think the choice that we need to make, if we're going to follow your one, Comrade Winnie, is whether we are prepared to postpone those three. The 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th to later, and then we do a 2-week oversight. I'm saying that's the proposal that we have. Then we can do what you're doing. And if that is agreed to, Cindy and I can do it in the same principle, that we'll give a day for travel if there needs to be. Then we do all 5 or all 6 that we are doing. We will not take out, however, Friday the 5th, the one to Westville, because I think it's an important one. So we will just play with the week of the 2nd to the 4th. Is that agreed? We take out whatever is there, and we try and fit in one or two more oversight visits. Mr. Abram?
Chair,
I would just like to suggest, you know, we've got 240 centers. You're never going to be able to see all of them. But if we could perhaps look at things on a regional basis so that we can cut down on time spent in terms of traveling, I don't know if that is at all possible. That we do something within, you know, easy reach of one another in the one set of visits, and we do that in the next set of visits in another region, another part of the country. I don't know if one can work that out. I think then we would be spending our time much more fruitfully.
There's another proposal, and if I'm understanding
here, Mr. Abram, you're suggesting, for instance, that we do Eastern Cape and KZN, for instance, in 1 week, Free State and Gauteng in another week. I'm just because those were the provinces that we had identified on the existing ones, unless members want to talk to other ones. We could do that. We could take, for instance, Tata, St. Albans, Mwambe, and Westville 1 week, and the other the next week. Let's take Kwele, then we'll come to you.
No, thanks, Chairperson. I'm a bit confused now. There are so many suggestions. Which is the one that we're going along with?
We're brainstorming now.
We are brainstorming now. There's many things on the table.
I was going to say that Winnie and Palisa came up with a proposal, and then it was seconded that this should be done by you and Cindy, and then if there are any difficulties, then we'll come back to the committee.
All right. Taking all these things into consideration, Cindy and I will put them together, but bearing in mind the traveling and all those type of things, the principle is we look at most of these that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
We just find a reasonable way of doing them. And if it needs be, we will take away the three current agenda items on the 2nd to the 4th of August.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, thank you very much. Right, and then on the 10th, when we come back, we're going to be in-house anyway. Adoption of reports, and those will be our oversight reports. That's fine. The rest are just all meeting with DCS on torture, on inmate labor, on the normal administration on the 17th.
Chairperson?
Yes, ma'am.
For interrupting you. Will we be back on the 10th of August? Because on the 9th of August is Women's Day. Will we be here? Because some of us are really going to the Women's Day and celebrating it. I think we will be traveling back to Parliament because the event is for the whole day, and normally we stay there until evening. And then we normally travel back on... I'm just giving you a hint that some of us are coming back on the 10th.
All right. Yes, sir. Sunday indicates that the 10th is at 2 o'clock, but if members feel... No, it's at 2 o'clock on our agenda. If that's going to cover, then it's fine, but if members feel we must take it out entirely, it's also up to you.
No, it will cover, Chairperson, if it is in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock.
The flights are in the morning.
It's 2 o'clock on the 10th.
Thanks, sir.
Sorry, Chair, can I just get an understanding? The item on the 2nd of August, that is now postponed. Because that's a week we are going to be out.
Yes.
That will be postponed.
That will be the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th. We will find dates for them as we come along.
Right. 7th of September, we're talking about parole boards and their chairs. And if any of these members feel should rather be replaced with the PPPs, the torture and the offender rehabilitation, please indicate so that we could move them and change others. Because remember, those three we need to find dates for. Restorative justice, the 21st is in-house business. Yes, sir.
May I just ask a question? The item for the 2nd Now, I don't know, Chair, whether we are going to be in a position to sort of re-look at PPPs, or do we accept it as a given and merely tinker around about how to do it. Because then, Chairperson, it could go for a later date. But if it is something that we can interrogate, then, Chairperson, I would suggest that we try and find a date, if I may use the words, as soon as possible. Because, Chairperson, the information that we got yesterday tells us a totally different story. And I am not, in my mind, satisfied that the PPP route is the route that we should follow.
All right, we can do that. We will look at the date. I mean, this thing around torture and correctional services, we've got for the whole day. Inmate labor, we've got for the whole day. I'm not sure those will take whole days, and DCS are coming to see us on both those occasions. We could squeeze PPPs into one of them. Is that all right? Okay, so then we will do something like torture and PPPs, or inmate and PPPs. Is that all right with members?
We never agreed that we want PPPs. So we have to be clear in our mind when we discuss the PPPs. So just squeeze it in there, because we never agreed. Here it stands as if we are happy with it. We are not happy with PPPs.
Either the 24th or the 31st, Cindy and I will put PPPs, because members feel that that is an important matter to discuss. That will then deal with PPPs.
The committee report also indicates there will be a further discussion.
Okay. All right, so we'll put that in on the 24th or the 31st. Cindy and I will sit and look at the logistics of that. Moving on to page 8, we get into that period that we all don't understand, the budgetary review, so I think those can't be touched much, because I think that is informed by the by the timelines, and that really goes on up to the 26th of October. We want to discuss the education opportunities with the department, I'm assuming, Cindy, DCSES. On the 10th, talk about our international travel. Members are aware that we've been scheduled to do international travel only in 2012. And hopefully by then, Cindy and Paul will have some proposals for us and why they think we should go where they suggest. I think the 9th of November is an important one, the discussion on the white paper, its relevance or whether it needs to be adjusted. I think that's an important one. And that one we're having discussions with civil society. I'm not sure if we should include some of the DCS people there so that we have just a all-in-one endowment. How do members feel?
Should be.
Should be?
Yeah, it should be.
All right, we'll add civil society and DCS so that we have an all-in-one endowment. The others are pretty, and again, Cindy, I would imagine that on the 30th of November you include DCS as well. Where we discuss with Labour, let's include DCS, the relevant people to come there to us so that we don't have multiple meetings. And that really is our proposal, honourable members, with the adjustments that we've just agreed. Can we have an indication whether Cindy and I can carry on with this and submit the reviewed one? Yes, ma'am.
Chairperson, you can carry on with the mandate.
Happiness. Okay. Cindy and I will make the necessary changes. We will resubmit it to the House. It's just about dates more than content. And we will circulate a finalized report to yourselves. Thank you very much. That then deals with... Yes, ma'am.
I don't know whether I'm right, but you'll correct me. I want to know from our program of oversight about the suggestion that we do or we have planned, not to go to Mhlambe Bokumbona. We're having a plan to go outside the country, FM. Committee. And there was a task that was given to Cindy, and we even suggested places where we can go. But I don't get any report. When are we going to deal about that? And I'm worried, Chair. Correctional services never go out. And other committees, they're going out left and right 100 times. But correctional service, what's wrong about us? Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether you got answer.
No, our program on page 10 does exactly that, Honorable Ngwenya, saying that the researcher will present possible focus areas and I would assume also possible venues. What I don't think we can change is that we are not going to go out this year. I think that's a decision. And I'm looking at something from Cindy, from the Chair of Chairs. The week of the 28th of June to the 1st of July will be dedicated to committee work, during which that one you want me to read. Huh? Oh, okay. All right. Cindy is indicating that Frolic and his team will come up with new proposed dates for oversight, overseas visits. And can we wait for that to see where we slotted in, and then we'll have that discussion. If we are going in 2012, if that doesn't change, we are proposing that on the 2nd of November, we ask Cindy and Mpo to brief the committee on their proposals. Is that okay? Okay. If it needs to be done earlier, we will do it earlier. I take it then that we've adopted this and we will make the amendments and give it to members. That shouldn't be too difficult an exercise. Can we then move to agenda item 1, Bhavendra, now that we've dealt with that matter, and then we go to consideration of DCS report, Leo Corp visit, and minutes. Yes, sir.
Something that worries me. Chair, a visit to any particular institution is actually driven by a need. And other committees, as Mama Ngwenya said earlier, succeed in determining the need and they get it right to go overseas. There are many committees this year that have been overseas. Now, I feel, Chairperson, that the principle is wrong. Where someone who is not directly involved with the day-to-day workings of the committee has to decide when you could go. Unless if it is tied to the availability of funds. But I feel, Chairperson, that if there is a need identified, and I'm sure that there must have been a need identified, otherwise Mama Ngwenya would not have raised it. That we go overseas to look at some best practices or compare or whatever, go on a real study tour, then, Chairperson, we must, to my mind, prioritize that, and the Chair of Chairs should then be informed that this is the need identified by the committee, and therefore we wish to make this visit. Instead of waiting for them to tell us that you can go at a certain stage or you cannot go at a certain stage. That is my view, Chair. I think we should look at that very seriously.
Let me take Bella and then I'll make a proposal. Yes, sir.
Yes, Chairperson. I support Mr. Abrams. Because in my experience from this committee, you are not going to go anywhere if you don't move as fast as possible.
All right, Cindy and Mpo, on the 13th, can we have a presentation on the 13th when we get back? We're going to have a strategic workshop. If you could try and identify a need and venues as opposed to doing it on the 30th of November, let's start the discussion as soon as we get back, and we can enrich that need if needs be, and then we will start lobbying Frolic and his team. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. So we'll change the 13th. We'll have a strategic workshop. I don't think we're going to put in the overseas visit on here to give to Frolic, but we know in-house that we will have that as an agenda item. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. We will make the changes and submit to Frolic's team and also to yourselves. Can we then move to the draft report that has been tabled on the work that we've done in the past week or two? Everybody has got that report. Welcome, Bishop Don. Welcome. Everybody's got the report? The one, yeah, draft report?
The date
is 23rd, yes. All right. This is my own one. Members can. I'm saying, other than the grammar, one or two grammar errors that I picked up, really is a historic background. I don't know that there's any content matter that we need to change there, unless members feel Cindy hasn't captured anything. It just talks about the process, who we saw, when we saw them, and that type of thing. I don't know if members that have had a look at it want to make any changes. If not, we can we take 1.1 to 2.2? Cindy, just on 2.2, your second bullet. Improving the parole system through the implementation of legislative reforms aimed at strengthening the parole system, thereby ensuring the protection of put off inmates, okay? That's the only change that I've picked up. Budget overview, can we take it from there? That's the bottom part of page 2. Again, that is a factual, I think, summarization of what is in the Treasury report, I think, from last time, but I don't know if members want to comment on that. I am happy with it. I've not picked up any grammatical areas, but can we allow members to comment? 3.1 to 3.4. Are there any changes? The whole of page 3 is a similar type of thing. We've just taken what the key objectives were from the various programs, and that was also reiterated by the department's input. So there's no opinion on that one. That one is just reflecting on what we have.
Exactly.
Thank you. And that goes up to 4.7. 4.8 is where opinion comes in, where members might want to differ with our draft.
What do you mean?
Not 4.8, I beg your pardon, 5. Okay. From the overview of stakeholders' inputs, we've tried to capture the essence of what members have said, but there are a few grammatical errors on that 5.1, but before I even make those changes, just to get the members' view on 5.1, if there are any changes. It's really just reflecting or trying. It's really a minute of what happened in the stakeholders' meeting. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
There's just a grammatical one in the third line. Open text, keep those heads.
Yeah. Cindy, the next line, the two lines thereafter, the one that starts with culture, corruption and poor training are, not as some, should be are some of the major. You with us? Go down a few lines where it says most stakeholders agreed that whether the white paper, I'm suggesting most stakeholders questioned whether the white paper was the ideal guide for the transformation. And then you put and, should be reviewed, not reconsidered, reviewed. Okay, so it should read, most stakeholders questioned whether the white paper was the ideal guide for the transformation and should be reviewed. And that in its stead, that stays as it is. Move on. Yes, thank you. Rehabilitation 5.2. I didn't pick up anything, and I was happy personally with that one. And so was I would 5.3, the renaming of correctional centers, basically saying that stakeholders couldn't understand the priority and that it should be reconsidered. Then we spoke to the security part of it. To the first line, a considerable,
yeah.
You should put amount.
Yeah, amount is, yes, that.
And if you go down to 1, 2, 3, 4th line, where it starts with less able to manage the very expensive projects, they, not the, should be they embark upon. Security, any question, any comments? Happiness, thank you very much. 7-day establishment, again, with really the input from the Public Service Association, the PSA.
Chair,
yes, sir.
Is it not possible that we, I think we agreed that there will be a follow-up discussion only on that particular topic that we mentioned here in the report, because it's part of the agreement, because with our last discussion with the union and the department, that we said this thing needs to be addressed properly, canvassed properly. Just to mention that that was agreed.
Yeah, I'm wondering, should we do that in, because this is the input, or should we do that around, we've got recommendations on the next page.
Yeah, we can cover that as well.
With the recommendations,
yeah.
Which we've already got it on our
side.
All right, when we get the recommendations, we'll add it, I agree.
Page 6, vacancies, overcrowding, and the role of Parliament in terms of the budget. Comments from stakeholders. I thought that was an accurate reflection. And then we come to our observations, where members can also make changes if you so wish. 6.1, we're basically asking or reiterating the need for us all to review the white paper, and we've included it in our program.
Yes.
Around care, development, and corrections, we talk about the things that we've spoken about all the time, that we just are unhappy that people are becoming impatient with the slow pace of rehabilitation, and that we will want to continue to give focus on to those areas. Not sure if members want to add to or subtract from that.
Yep.
Thank you. If we move over to the next page. Cindy, the DCS attempts at, change there to at. And my only other one, and members can talk to this one, it's really, when I say contentious, it's one that I think is open. If you look at the poor discipline, lack of commitment, and you've got, and corruption seriously impede. Now, I just put a question mark on corruption, because people might say, what are you talking about? I'm saying, can we change corruption to lack of management? But if people want to leave the word corruption in there, they could leave it in. My suggestion is that poor discipline, lack of commitment, and lack of adequate management seriously hamper. That is what I'm suggesting. But if people want the word corruption in its
fact, say that let us keep corruption there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the management thing is also inclusive of discipline and commitment. Corruption is an issue which is really a cancer. Thanks.
All right, so the
suggestion we leave as is. Happiness? Thank you. 632. Yes, ma'am.
Really, the cancer of lack of management, because there is a management problem in DCS. It's not a challenge, it's a problem. So some way we forever address the management problem, and there is no improvement. We have to reflect it in the poor discipline, lack of commitment. It's not enough. Yes, we can add.
Okay. Let me suggest then, poor discipline, lack of commitment, and corruption, due to the lack of adequate management. We just add the word, due to the lack of adequate management, seriously hamper.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you. So we'll just put, due to the lack of adequate management, seriously hamper. You following us, Cindy? Thank you. 632, 633, 634, and 635, from my point, I didn't pick up anything, but it's open for members' comments and contributions. Program Security 6.4. Thank you. Facility 6.5. And 6.51 and 6.52, right? Now you can look carefully at it. Just one sentence while you're looking, Cindy, the very last line, 6.52, and will be subject.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
But members want to look carefully at that one. We'll allow you to look carefully at that one. All we've spoken about PPPs is the fact that Treasury has taken away the $1.4 billion because nothing is going to happen this year. I mean, that's the only reference that we've made to PPPs. We've not pronounced on whether we agree or disagree on it. But members, if you feel strongly one way or the other, or if you feel we need to put... We have said it's going to be subject to further interrogation anyway.
I think it's...
Concerns about the cost-effectiveness of PPP correctional centers in Maine and will be subject to further investigation.
Yeah, it's covered.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Cindy? 6.6, we talk about overcrowding and the need for alternate sentences, in other words, the role of JPS cluster is important there. 6.7, we raise concerns about the vacancy that they spoke about and the fact that the president talks about 3 months, and they talk about that, and we also then say that the National Commissioner made a commitment to address that in this financial year. When we talk about inmate labor, Mr. Abraham, where we say that we think, or the committee still is of the view that this is something that is important.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
6.9, we talk about the BRRR process. That's basically saying that's the process. I think the only important thing there is the last but 4 lines. We say the committee regrets that our report has not been processed by DCS. You'll recall that we had a report last year. We made recommendations. We've asked them to come and talk to us about those recommendations. And we're basically saying that as of today, they've never come back and spoken to us about that, and we are not very happy with that. Okay. 7.1. We talk to the fact that, we raise the fact that the skewedness of the budget, and also acknowledge that we can't do it overnight, but we think they must be moving steadily in that direction, and we'll continue to monitor it. And 7.2 talks really to the same thing, it just elaborates on it.
Yeah, but Chair, I just want to say something.
Yes,
I've read it in
7.2.
Yes, we mentioned something about unfunded. But I think our big concern was, I think in the beginning, the 1st of March, we had this presentation of DCS, where most of the things were unfunded, not under... Underspent. Yes, I pull out this thing there. And here's a lot of things where a lot of money was not spent, and they say because of vacancies and all stories there. So we have to reflect this, the concern of not spending the budget on the core issues as they are supposed to.
The underspending.
We mentioned here underfunded, but the underspending, you know, we can... query the underfunding, but if you don't spend the money, why query you the underfunding of it? Yeah, this thing is reflects the majority of this report is underfunding.
Okay.
The one with the presentation which states the national state of expenditure for the year to date 31st December 2010, which we received the first the beginning of March. Yeah.
In January.
No, the presentation was for in March. Yeah. This is the presentation.
Up to the end of December.
That's right. That's right.
So you want us to reflect that?
As a serious under expenditure. Yeah, which took place during that time frame.
Right.
And it's serious. I mean, they didn't spend it. We were very much concerned about it. And we have to express our concern in the report.
All right. I think
we agree with you.
Yeah.
That between myself and Cindy, we will talk about. They might turn around today and say they've spent it, but that's not about spending. It's about the slow spending in the beginning of the year and then dumping everything at the end of the year. So we'll reflect our concern that for three quarters of the year there was underspending or slow spending, and yet they talk about underfunding somewhere else. And you will be able to craft that? Okay. Having said all the things that we've said, we approve the budget and we will refocus our attention or intensify our oversight to ensure that they live up to their targets and to their budgets. That then concludes our report. Any comments? With the changes that have been made, we will make those changes with Cindy. Any other comments here, sir?
That the addition of the seven-day establishment on the recommendation.
Saying that there's a need for
yeah, that is what we agree.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
That the committee undertakes to engage in
further
interaction with both labour and GCS around 7 days.
That's right.
We will add that paragraph.
Chairperson?
Yes, ma'am.
Our recommendations doesn't reflect that also we will have further discussions for these PPPs. We didn't agree about these PPPs. So it is a recommendation that we will engage in further discussions for the PPPs because we have no consensus about that one.
All right, we can do that. All right, we'll add the need for further discussion around labor, the need for further and ongoing talks around the model of the private sector, urgency or otherwise.
Chairperson, yes, this Sondolo IT contracting, which is comes a long way now. What is the status of that thing? When are we going to get finalization? What is the progress in the investigation? Because we mention it every time as one of the huge problems. But, I mean, I'm not sure where are we standing with this issue. Are we carrying this thing now for infinito, you know, forward? What is the process? Are we going to have some? This is just a general remark. And then the other thing is with regards to the colleague said it's not a challenge, the poor management. It's a crisis. It's a problem. I totally agree. The thing is what frustrates me, when you come into a department with management, then you assess where you are. Then you determine where you want to go to. And with measurable targets as you go along. So at this point in time, I hear every time the National Commissioner talk about high-level presentation. But I don't see high-level progress. So, it is like ABC, management of a department like that. You know where you are, you know where you want to go to, you put your target and you measure it on a quarterly or monthly basis whether there's progress. And then you can see the progress. So it seems to me we are going on with these presentations, but I don't see visible, tangible progress. So somehow, the honourable member said, it's a real problem, not a challenge. And somehow people have to take now responsibility for that particular non-delivery in the department. Thanks.
All right.
Can we just from the first one, Cindy, add the need for further interaction around the IT, so Ndola will be part of the IT. If we talk on IT, we'll then I would assume we'd cover the Sondola one. We'll add that as one of our recommendations, that this committee will engage in that one. On the second one, we agree. Yes, sir.
I thought that you had said some of the issues you are going to talk with the department or according to the program, meaning that Sondolo, Bosasa, or whoever that we see that there are things that are not done right, we could discuss on that particular day. I don't see the need for us to put that as a recommendation, because we are going to engage on that thing.
I agree with you, but I was going to look at the date. I was going to say that between the 1st and the 8th, we have opportunity to discuss with these people. Because we have the ministerial task team, I would assume it would have covered those type of investigations. What we could do is, if there are specific questions that members would want us to deal with specifically, if you could give that to Paul, Cindy, and myself, when we write the letter to these guys, when we say you're coming to talk to us on the state of the department, but bear in mind we want to get some progress around IT, or we want to get some progress around if there are any specific issues, so that they don't come with whatever they want to, maybe we can focus them to say, look, these are the areas that we are interested in. If members think of some, if you send them to Cindy, when we draft the agenda or the letter to them, we will focus on those that members would want us to talk to. But you can send that to Cindy and myself.
We agree with you, Chairperson. To add to that is that by Wednesday, Mpo must all of us must have submitted our questions to Mpo. Thanks. Focal point, yeah, focal areas.
Right,
or questions also.
That's fine. Cindy and Mpo, we will then do that.
Yes.
With those changes,
yes,
sir.
To express a bit of disquiet.
Before you express, we were dealing with the report. You will express now. It's on the report. Okay, fine.
You see, Chair, you know, I've seen this department, how it operates. The other day we told them that when they come yesterday, we want from them details about procurements. Details. Major procurements. They brought nothing yesterday. So it may be one thing that, yes, we will be seeing them, we will be talking to them. But somewhere along the line, Chairperson, I think the comments made by Advocate Max, not in the form of recommendations, but perhaps somewhere along the line as observations, they should be fitted in so that those problems are highlighted. Chairperson, you see, my feeling is that we're already 2 years in this committee. So there will be a third year and a fourth year, and in the fifth year it's election time and all sorts of things, and that's what they work towards. Let's work towards a fourth year, and then these guys will forget everything. There'll be new people. We'll start afresh. And the problems, Chairperson, will remain endemic, and they will never be resolved. So I say, Chairperson, it would be a good idea if an observation is recorded that these are the sort of things that bothers, and that these are the sort of things a new commissioner has come in. The commissioner has made many promises since he came in, and he's apologized many times for things not done properly. But those things carry on, Chair. They just carry on. So we need to record something somewhere. We must capture it and at least have it on paper, Chair. That is our report. The report is something that will be referred back to again. But not when they come here and you ask them questions and they'll give you a poppycock reply and it's gone. Nothing will happen.
There are two ways of dealing with it, Chairperson. One, you can do it before you see them, or else you can deal with them after we have seen them. I always say that you can't prejudge the people. You have, because we have already said that we are going to meet with them, why don't you, when you are speaking to them, say that we started from there, we are here now. As Max was saying, We started from A, we are in D now. We haven't got the progress. This is what we are going to recommend. Then they will know exactly what we are talking about. But if you prejudge them when we have not spoken to them, and you come up with a report which impacts with other things, it changes the mind that we are prejudging them. I always think that you have to speak to a person first and find out where he stands or she stands, and then you say, this is my recommendation of what I think you are saying. That's how I say it. Because if we do the recommendation now, comments are fine, but when they are here, then you can say to them that the report that we are going to do now, after we have spoken to you, after we have seen that we haven't qualified for these things from A to D, this is what the report that we are going to push it to the Parliament. And as parliamentarians, this is what we are going to say. Full stop. That's where we should be. Because if you prejudge them, they will say that, but we haven't given us a chance to do so. And then what are you going to do? It's prejudging the person. I always say that, please, let us not prejudge. If we have grievances, let's put it to them, those grievances, and record those grievances, and make sure that when you make a recommendation, thereafter we've spoken to them, this is your final date. We have been here for 2 years. This is not has happened. This is where we are. This is our decision. From here onwards, we're starting a new slate. That's how I see it.
Chairperson, they do owe us the report to Tata. Is correct. Honorable Tata. Is correct. They do owe us a report of the outcome of the investigation. Utatukwene is correct when you say, let them give us that report, if you can quite remember. We have addressed in the old assembly the question of the Kimberley Correctional Center with those Isondolo civilian TVs, that cameras that even doesn't work. So we are waiting for those outcomes of their investigation. But the members are right. We do have concerns, but we don't want to look like as if we are the witch hunting them. We don't want them to look at us as members who are witch hunting. And but we have made a proposal and a second that we will give Mpo what we want so that they can come ready to us, because what we are addressing now is outstanding answers they had to give us. It is even in our previous minutes and presentations where we have recorded all the questions that was not answered. We do have that document. If you go and look at that document, you will see that it is still outstanding that they owe us the explanation and clarity about Abo Sin or Sondolo, no Busasa, even what was that thing? The umbrella companies of Abo Busasa. If you can remember, I think we were even here in VV227. If my memory still serves me right,
then
Chair.
All right. Remember, so that the meeting doesn't go out of kilter, the question was, do we adopt this report as it is, or do we add the recommendations? We've heard proposals that says let's adopt it as it is, and those we'll engage with on the 1st of April by way of writing letters and those type of things. We've got seconders.
Adoption, yes.
No, I know, but let's allow Ubaba Dolo, and then we'll take you and take you. Let's take that one. We are supporting adoption, so I must suppress Dolo.
Tomorrow also, I must also make like myself.
All right, thank you very much. With those amendments, we will make the amendments. I think we have to send it directly to the House, isn't it? I don't think we're going to have an opportunity to have another visit. So I take it you trust our judges, but we will give you copies of the report. Yes, sir.
Just for the record purposes, as is traditional, this matter has not served before our caucus yet, so we must abstain.
Which the report. Okay. So what are we saying in terms of the last page here? The last page says the committee recommends that the report be approved with the abstention of the DA, is what I'm hearing now. I'm saying after we've amended it, our last paragraph is going to be saying the committee recommends that DCS budget be approved. Mr. Self is saying, can we add with the...
We don't have to add it into the report.
So we'll adopt it, but in minutes you will serve it in front of your caucus and then take a decision. I think so. But the report will say as approved by the committee. If you want to do whatever afterwards, you can do that. All right?
Chairperson, the principle of the report is that the committee has to see the report and take it to their caucuses for the adoption. It doesn't say that if you adopt the report, you must say what you want to say. It changes what you want to say in the House or in your caucus. It doesn't say that. It's just what has been done. I think the report is what it has been done. What we are taking to the to our caucuses is that this is what has been done. What do you say about our recommendation? That's the only thing that I think should be done.
I think we're all talking the same language. Yeah. That you'll come in, Mr. Self, but as this collective, we are happy with this report. However, every individual will take it to his principal. And his principal will comment, and in his debate, he will then reflect whatever the principal says. But let's have Mr. Self, yeah?
Yeah, no, Chair, the only problem or potential problem is in 7.3, and I can't...
7.3?
I can't say at this stage whether my caucus will approve the DCS's 2011-2012 budget. That's the only matter. And that's a statement, that's a recommendation with which we are not in a position to go along with at this stage.
For procedure, we will submit it as it is, bearing in mind that the DA, if their caucus advises otherwise, are free to then stand up in the House and say we don't support this budget, and we won't be able to hold them to it in terms of this report. I think that's how it happens anyway.
That's right.
All right. But the report will be as is with the changes that we've agreed upon. Thank you very much. Leo Corp report. I'm not sure if members have had an opportunity to go through it. It's a very short two-page surprise visit that Cindy, Mamelo and myself undertook to Leo Corp about 2 weeks ago. We took the... And it was just before the surprise visit to Brandfley. We took it because we had received numerous complaints from Leo Corp, specifically around the management of Parole. We went there in the morning, arrived there, spoke to the entire senior management about our concerns, including the deputy chair and the chair of the parole board were part of that meeting, raised specifics and the general, and I think they concurred that there are problems. The parole board, 2 days after our visit, the parole board consists of four people. A quorum is three. The three active people, one of them was going to have his contract terminated the day after we left. And they were concerned that it means, in essence, that parole board is dysfunctional. We raised that when we came back. So that was one of the concerns from their side, over and above the fact that they concurred that it was not functional generally. Also the fact that the CMC, I think there should be four, there was only two, and of the two, one was literally somebody that was, as I said yesterday in the meeting, somebody that was employed in the kitchen, and when the vacancy arose, was just promoted to CMC deputy director, whatever the case might have been. And they admitted it. And we raised our concerns about it, and I raise it against yesterday. And we talked to that on 2.3, I mean, the fact that profiles are not up to date, management, those type of things around CMCs that we thought was a concern. We also then spoke to four inmates in there to understand their concerns together with the area commissioner, in the area commissioner's office. And in all instances, the area commissioner concurred with us that inmates are being somewhat negatively impacted because the department is not doing their work. The department tends to send an inmate to the parole board, knowing full well that by the time he gets to the parole board will find that he lacks in something or the other. In other words, if you were caught for a sexual offense, they would expect that there would be some program on sexual rehabilitation. People go before the parole board, they have not. In other words, they set up for failure because the parole board wasn't doing its work. We raised those issues with them, and all these inmates, I think two were murder. There was a variety of incidents, and the parole boards had set them up. There was also an incident of harassment from the inmate side. They took his laptop. From the official side is that they felt that he was liaising with the media and so on, and we asked them to conclude that matter and come back to us. I'm not sure if they have, Cindy, but we had asked them. The laptop had been confiscated and it was going to their IT to ensure that he's not talking to the outside world, and they were going to conclude that matter and come back to us on that matter. So really, in short, we think that when we went there, it confirmed all our worst fears around the parole specifically, that it is not working at Leoko. And I would assume it's not working normally because normally is a similar problem. That, in essence, is the report that we want to table before yourself. And really, we're sharing information. I mean, there are no specific hardcore recommendations that will bind everybody, other than to say that the department must start doing what it was doing. And in our interactions with them, they've spoken about filling of vacancies, which we've raised, and we've raised again today in our meetings. The parole board, I think we've got a date with the minister or the department around parole boards. We think that that must be strengthened. And that there must be explanations around issues of victimization. We got there, Mr. Mpasa, for instance, has lodged a victimization, and we'd ask the department to come back to us by the 4th of February. Cindy and I will follow that one up because I don't think we've received it. But that was basically our observations on Leoko. Really just to share with yourselves. Any comments? Yes, sir.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Firstly, we want to congratulate you and those that went with you for having taken the initiative. I've looked through some of the recommendations that have been made. Chairperson, the report has not yet been adopted. You are putting it up for adoption. But I've just got one or two questions. You have here, amongst the recommendations, several dates. And most of them are either the end of February or a couple of days before the end of February, by which they should provide the committee with certain things. An explanatory report in certain cases, a list of all offenders who have been denied parole simply because they had no monitorable addresses, etc., etc. Have you had any responses? You haven't.
We've got of those 3.4
and 3.6 we've received. The others we have not received. The ones we're talking specifically, the ones with the dates. That one we have. Our vacancies we spoke about yesterday, and with this commitment from the department. 3.2, the CMC should I provide the committee proposal of how they believe.
That's still on the 31st.
No, but I'm saying that events have overtaken us because yesterday the commissioner has indicated that they will fill all those vacancies. If you look at 3.2, okay, they didn't do anything, but there was commitment on that. 3.3, I think is still outstanding. We had asked them to explain to us how do they make both the community and inmates aware of the parole requirements. That is still outstanding. We can follow that one up, or we can change the date to a later date if it will make more sense for you. Provide a committee with explain 3.5, explanatory notes, inmates application for parole that was denied. Have you done that from Cindy? Okay. So 3.5 is still outstanding. If you want us to change the date or to chase them up, we can do that. Because you're saying it's before adoption. And also 3.7. With these two choices, we can either chase them up now or we can change the date to a later date that you give me and Cindy time to do the necessary follow-up. It'll make more sense in terms of adoption. We can't adopt a report where dates have expired and we haven't said anything. We either move the dates forward or Cindy and I do the necessary follow-up today. Ma'am.
Yes, Chairperson. I would propose that although you do the follow-ups today, if they can't give you the answers today, that must be forwarded to Mpo also for the next meeting that we are coming to engage with them so that they can come with these answers to us.
Yeah, I would like to propose the adoption, but I feel that these dates should remain because that's what you had asked them to do. What you are reporting here is that these things should be done after you had told them. And I think, Chairperson, the word should be replaced by must. Wherever it says should, Chair, it should be must. I mean, when you say should, then they can do it at random. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But I think it should be must, Chair. And then there must be an immediate follow-up, Chair, to, for those issues that you haven't received anything on. So my proposal, Chair, would be that we replace must, should with must, and that the dates remain, and that you do an immediate follow-up.
Chairperson, you know, I agree with Member Abram. You know, there's one thing, like you call it respect. And in this department, civil servants, you work with a bring forward system, where you know exactly on that date I have to respond. If I don't have the proper response, I send a notification, I am still busy with this, but blatantly ignoring the due dates is disrespect towards this committee. And I think it should be addressed decisively, because that shows you the lack of response on a visit which this parliament did to visit there and to attend to the complaints and executing its mandate. To be disregarded as not important by the officials cannot be tolerated. So I would say that we should take a very firm stance on this particular.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think the frustration of Honorable Max is that we told these DCS officials that they are giving us a need to know. That's what we call it, need to know. Reports or need to know presentations. They think just we need to know just this. But I want to concur with Utata Abram, Chairperson. I think he's just adding to the proposal I have made that we are not changing your dates, but I'm seconding what he's saying. That, but I still stand to the proposal I have made that they must come back with the answers if they can't give you today. But I think that Abraham was just concurring on what I was saying. Thanks, Chair.
You see, that's what the Chairperson was saying, that if we prejudge them, now you have got something in your hands to say to them that we agreed, we discussed with you, we put the dates, this is what you are supposed to do. We have never done this. you have never do this, and so on and so forth. Then we are holding your account for this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Therefore, it's easy for you to say that. But that is why my emphasis at the beginning was saying, let us have something to them, which is say, from A to D, we haven't done anything. Then we are holding you on account on this one. This is our recommendation. That it should be straightforward thing. That's why I'm agreeing with this thing, Chair.
All right. There's an adoption we're changing should to must. Cindy and I will write a strong letter to the department reflecting the opinions that there were dates of that report that have not been met, and we regard it as disrespect to the committee, and we will therefore want them to respond ASAP, the latest being the 1st of June when they come here to see us. Okay. And we will copy them this report. Thank you very much. The final item,
Chair,
is our minutes.
Sorry, before we get on to the minutes, if I might just raise the matter. There was a report that we adopted in this committee about a year ago concerning an oversight visit to some facilities in the Northwest Province. And it was jogged in my memory by the fact that your visit to Leocorp had been as a result of certain information that you'd received. Now, this visit to this facility was prompted by a whistleblower within the department. This whistleblower came to see me the other day and maintained that she is being harassed and she is being intimidated by the department as a result of her interaction with the portfolio committee. Now, we subsequently transpired that all the things that she raised were in fact correct, and they have subsequently been rectified by the department. She's now been suspended from her job, and there's a whole investigation into her and one thing and another. And I'm just wondering whether we ought not to revisit that circumstance to find out whether this is in fact intimidation which is taking place against somebody who legitimately brought what transpired subsequently to be a valid complaint to this portfolio.
How do we revisit it? I think we agree that we should revisit it. The question is how. We all remember the beauty issue around sexual harassment and DIU going to visit her at night and trying to put her out of her house and all those type of things. It transpires that she's now being victimized. The question is, how do we take the process forward? Yes, sir. Mr. Abraham.
Chairperson, I don't know whether it is possible that the chair could perhaps go out there. I don't know whether that's possible. But I cannot see how we could ask the department to do it. I don't know which other method can be used. But it cannot be the department because the allegation is against the department. But Chairperson, this is only the tip of the iceberg. If one looks at your report and your recommendations, and it tells us something, that Parliament is held in contempt. Now, what does the ordinary citizen go through? And if we want to implement service delivery, Chairperson, the question that arises here is that if this is how Parliament is being held in contempt, then the ordinary citizen, and when they complain, their contempt is even greater because they have nobody to turn to. They have nowhere to go to. I don't know, Chair, what other form one can take to try and resolve this problem that Mr. Self has mentioned, but I remember when we were there, this lady did speak to us, and she explained her problem to us. But we need to get to the bottom of that. Whether one should get the head of the facility there to come up here and come and explain, I don't know. Possibly one of the ways, because he is in charge of the institution, or she is in charge of the institution, whoever it is, and perhaps the provincial head, who is in charge of the area of the province there. But we need to attend to it, Chair. We cannot let grass grow under our feet. And Chairperson, just another issue here, and that is that you know, this report tells me how we are treated with disdain. And somewhere along the line, Chairperson, this business of trying to be soft and trying to be this, that, and the other,
quiet diplomacy, it's called,
is going to be counterproductive. It won't help us, Chair. One has to be stern. When you take on a job, you took on the responsibilities that go with it, which includes accountability. And if people don't want to account, Chair, then I'm afraid there has to be some or other strong action taken. So all I'm saying, Chairperson, is that yes, this needs to be done. Perhaps you should, we should leave it in your lap, that you investigate which would be the best medium by which it can be addressed. Because what I have said here are just some of the things at the top of my head. So we leave it to you, Chair. That's my view. I hope the members agree.
Chairperson, this thing comes on a long time of guilt. We even know who she is, and it's a woman. We seek an immediate intervention from the minister. Let us get the minister to task, and she must communicate to you, Chairperson, and give you progress before we come to the next committee meeting. Because this thing is serious. If it is still dragging on, which means this is very serious, it's more than we know. We were there, we saw what happened, we addressed it, and if it comes up again, and it was reported to us, this problem was solved. I don't know if it was solved. How come it is again here on our table? How come that we are discussing again Upiut? Because the report, the short report we had, it was a written report that said to us, it is solved, and the commissioner said to us, he was the one who is going to address it himself. It is the truth that members are saying here, that he's just saying that I'm going to address this and this, but there is no results. Beauty's question, it's a woman, it's serious, we can't allow men to harass that lady anymore in that center. So Utato Abraham is correct. It's correct. I don't disagree with him that we must call individuals to come here. But in the meantime, what are we going to do? What is happening in the interim? In the interim, the minister must intervene. As in 24 hours, she must intervene. Because she must come back to you. We want an answer, Chairperson. We want to know what is happening. We can't allow this any longer. Because that is victimization of a woman. Why are they terrorizing a woman in a center when she's raising her concern? I'm asking myself whether if it was a man, was this thing going to continue like this? I don't think so. It was going to be addressed immediately, 24/7. Because it's a vulnerable person. It can just continue and continue and continue. We are not going to take this portfolio committee's money to go to address a departmental, again, management failure. No, we are not going to do that. Let the minister intervene and come back to you, Chairperson, as in 24 hours coming back to you, saying that what is the intervention measure that she has put in place to rescue Ubeauty out of this.
Thank you, Chair. I think Palisa have covered me. But if I remember correctly, the commissioner have committed himself on this issue after we have reported. But I don't remember the commissioner come back to us and gave us a report. He committed himself that himself is going to go there and solve this problem. How far is the commissioner on that?
Yeah, thanks very much, Comrade Chairperson. You know, I agree with that member. You know, it's very important, Kumbeche, if something happened, we must take action. You know, I remember in St. Alban prison, prison warders get pregnant to inmates. Children, disappearing. You know, and this thing, we must look. One day we'll face a problem like in Brazil, where there was strike of prisoners and all those things. Because some prisoners, they are enjoying, and some of them, they are not allowing. It's a problem, Chairperson. Now that case is disappearing. I agree with it. You know, I feel something in my heart. I can see this leadership of this committee. I'm telling you, they want to build our government to be strong. I can see they are fighting with the corrupt people. That is very important. These kind of things, Jefferson, as I say, you know, we don't even know what's going on. In St. Alban, there was some other, it's a man. You know, we visited there. That man got a video cassette where he was showing, he was sleeping with a woman, you know, those kind of things. But those things, we are just talking, disappearing. I agree with Abraham. After 2 years, sometime we are no more in this committee. Maybe we are no more in the parliament. And we were raised about this issue. Time of many commissioners from there, about three or four of them. We are talking about this thing. Nothing happened. I think, Comrade Chairperson, I think I agree with other members. We must. Because if we are not acting, they are talking about that woman. Some people tomorrow, they are not going to give us information. They are going to be scared. If I can give you information, now I'm going to in trouble. Let's just keep quiet. I think we must act. And the people, they're free to tell the committee information. Thanks very much.
Chairperson, the buck stopped with the minister when it comes to the intimidation or frustration of some of the members. If the members can't get an opportunity to investigate the department, the buck stopped with the minister. Therefore, I think I will go along what Palisa is saying, or remember Palisa is saying, that she is saying, because if you cannot question the National Commissioner, because the National Commissioner has made a promise and he hasn't come back, this is a dereliction of duty. Therefore, the buck stopped with the minister. I will therefore request that if you take that line, you tabulate things that have already happened, which were promised by the commissioner, and there was no response to. And we think that to avoid a confrontation between the committee and the national commissioner, we want the minister to intervene as soon as possible. That would be the only way that you want to do. In getting the response thereof, we will know exactly what to do thereafter. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the comments of the other members of the committee. What I'd like then to do is I'd like to give you the detail that she conveyed to me about what has subsequently happened. In other words, there has been action on the substantial complaints that she raised initially. Those have been attended to. But it would appear that as a result of her having been accused of going outside of the service, a whole lot of additional intimidatory measures have been brought to bear upon her, which she says is related to the fact that she approached the committee. So there has been action as a result of what she exposed, but that it's also been a reaction. So I'll give you the detail.
That's fine. If you give us the detail, we'll use that
marrying to Baba Ndlovu's story that says, this is what happened, this is where we're at now, and we need your intervention within 24 hours. Yeah, Baba.
Yeah, Chairperson, I'm supporting what Ndlovu is saying, but we must also involve the National Commissioner. Because if you listen very well, the Honorable Member himself is saying that something is being done, yet there's a reactionary side of it as well. So the National Commissioner should be involved as well in this matter.
All right. We will write to the Minister seizing the National Commissioner, bringing to their attention that there was intervention, but the reaction now is that she's being intimidated. And I think the important point is the one raised by Bishop Tolo, that our concern is that if this thing is left unattended to, whistleblowers will be afraid to come and raise issues with us, and therefore we see it in a serious light. We will write that letter to Minister today, and we will we'd ask her to respond to us, which we will share with all of you. So in your interaction, Baba self, you can indicate to her that within the next 2 days or so, we will forward the response or something to her in terms of the ministerial response. Baba.
Let me just speak today. I didn't speak since long because I was not part when this thing has been happened. Some of the things we have to look very well. I've been here that there is someone who was having a camera and then the whistleblowers, as you said. But we have also to check that why he or she did that. And then another question is that who sent her or him to do that? Another question, is it permissible for you to have a camera and do whatever that is happening? So that is the other things. I'm not saying there is something wrong or right, but I feel as you speak that something like this happened. Why? How? No, I tell you, Chair.
All right. That's something else that we will raise even in our meeting of the 1st. The fact that whistleblowing is fine, but what are we dealing with the people that have cell phones? I mean, many of us have received copies from cell phones of inmates saying, look, to prove I've got a cell phone, there's a picture of myself in the cells. We've got those things. I think these are the issues we'll raise with the Minister in the State of the Nation to say, look, seriously speaking, there are concerns there. But for purposes of this one, Mr. Self, you will give us the information. As soon as we've received that, we will include it in our letter and ask the Minister to respond to us. And in terms of your own servicing of that inmate, you can indicate that it's been raised and that it will be communicated with as soon as we've received the response. Thank you very much. That then deals with our report, and I think it's no more being said, Baba Makakul and new ones, that whenever we go on recess, we are expected to do unannounced visits wherever we go to. And then these type of reports will feedback. And I think we might as well do it in preparation for the meeting of the 1st of June, so that when we talk to the Minister, we're able to say, but in Groen Punt or Groen Vlei, I was there last week and this is what I picked up. So it will be important for you to get your green card. I'm not sure if you've received it. And Baba Tolo as well doesn't have his green card. You don't have it. The one that gives you access. You don't have it, that's what I'm saying. There's 3 and Kele is 4. And Baba Ndlovu is 5. If you guys, I don't know, I think they need your copy of your, they take it off the system, but they need a copy of something so that you get a card that allows you to produce it and get into the facilities. Try. Yeah, please, just keep Cindy under pressure. You've got 3 days or so before we go on recess. Keep Cindy under pressure and she will do it for you. Baba?
I'm not sure the old one is still working or not. I've got it too, the old one.
You can't share it.
I'm sure, Baba.
Yeah, no, you know, they don't have an expiry date. I'm sure it's working, but you know, it's in itself a risk. In itself, it's a risk because it means that when I don't come back to Parliament and I've still got this thing, I'll be able to go in there. So either we talk to your people, Cindy, to to make sure that they get the old ones, or somehow or the other improve on these, that they have at least an expiry date at the end of the term type of thing. Because if you're still sitting with yours, you could have been out of parliament and
out of jail.
Or even out of jail. So can we, so that we are not accused of corruption, can we allow that you get the new one first, Baba? Don't use the old one.
Yeah,
because we will be guilty. Cindy, yeah, if you can give them back to Cindy, and Cindy will make sure that the four new members get these cards ASAP. Thank you very much. Can we move on to the minutes? I'm checking if members have minutes. They have been distributed, yeah. 25th of January. Do we have those? Minutes of the 25th of January. Committee room E249. Are there any proposed changes to page number one? Page number two. Those really were just apologies and attendees and so on. Page 3. Page 4. Page number 5. Page number 6, and if there are matters that members feel should be pulled out for further engagement and interaction, you can just indicate that to us if it hasn't happened to date. Page number 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. 20. Page 21. Page 22. Page 23.
Yes,
sir?
On page 22, it would appear that the clause 14 is mentioned twice. In other words, it's just repeated on the bottom of page 22 and the top of page 23.
Any movers for adoption of the minutes? Thank you, Mr. Self. Seconded. Yes. Adopted. Thank you very much. 25 pages. Agreed to. Somebody needs to write a letter to Cindy's boss proposing a performance bonus of some sort. Do you get performance bonuses, David? You don't? No. Well done, Cindy. I think it's... Okay, can we move on to the 26 minutes? All again to do with our work around the the bill that was before us at the time. Page 1 of that is just attendees and apologies. Page 2. Page 3. And page 4. Movers for the minutes? We've got a quorum, do we? Yeah? Anybody moves that we adopt the minutes as is? Thank you, Mr. Advocate Max. And Bishop Dole also seconds, and the House agrees. Cindy, thank you very much. We then move on to the 27th minutes. Again, matters dealing with our work around the bill. Page 1 is attendees. Any changes to page 1? Very much the same on page 2.
Just one little problem under apologies. There are two Mrs. Nyandas here. One is F and another one is MF. So we must just delete the incorrect one.
Thank you, will do. Page 3. Page 4. Page number 5. Page number 6. Page 7. Page 9. Page 10. reception of the Mr. South proposers and Mr. Kwela seconds, and we all are in agreement. Thank you very much. We move over to minutes of the 8th of February, again also around the amendments, correction amendments bill. Page 1 is our attendees and apologies. Can we have somebody move the adoption of the minutes? Thank you, Mr. Self. Seconders? Anybody seconds it? Bishop or Abram? Okay, thank you very much. Duly adopted the minutes. Then we move to the 9th of February. Room 475, page 1, is got all the attendees. Page 2. Page number 3. Page number 4. Page 5.
Dr. Lowe confirmed that each inmate received such a booklet upon admission and undertook to make it available to the committee too. I'm just asking while we're at it whether it was made available or not. It was.
Yeah.
Thank you. Other than that, I found nothing, Chair. In fact, that, there's nothing wrong with that, but I just wanted to know if we had received.
Page 8.
I saw nothing wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
The very same page, 57, last paragraph. Miss Law and Dr. Law are two different people.
Same person.
Okay, we will make a doctor of the country for 2020. Yes. 18, page 8, I think.
Page 9.
Found nothing, Chair.
Page 10.
Also found nothing, Chair.
Page 11.
Also show nothing, Chair.
Put the minutes to the House. Anybody moves for adoption? Baban Zavu, seconders?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, we have seconded. Thank you very much. The minutes of the 15th of February, Good Hope Building, page 1, apologies and attendees. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, Baba Makagula moves for the adoption. Any seconders? Baba Ndovu, seconders, thank you very much. Minutes duly adopted. We move to the minutes of the 16th of February. Page 1 has the attendees and apologies. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Movers, adoption. Mampaliso, anybody to second it? Makakula, thank you very much. And we move on to the last set of minutes in this pack of hours on the 23rd of February. Page number 1. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. We are on page 1 of the 23rd of February. Page number 2 on the 23rd of February. Page 3. Ungabala Iqbal. Yeah, because we need a quorum. Page 2, yes?
Immediately, Matiza. How do you spell it? Yeah, because there was a M-A-T-Z-A. No, it's M-A-T-I-Z-A.
Meeting has adjourned.